Hey, I want to welcome a new sponsor to SliceOffice.com. It's the attorneys at Gingras, Thompson, and Wachs. Whether it be personal injury, civil rights, employment, family law, medical malpractice, social security disability, or workers' compensation, they have an attorney for you who will meet with you individually and give you the time you deserve. They have offices in Eau Claire, Madison, Milwaukee, and Waukesha. If you want to reach them, it's easy. GTWLawyers.com. That's GTWLawyers.com.
When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Welcome back to SliceOffice.com, brought to you by our friends at Operating Engineers, Local 139.
Good.
All right. Also, our friends at Madison Teachers, Madison Teamsters, Madison Firefighters, and all the other great sponsors that we have. Dave Branson, South Central Federation of Labor, the Building Trades Council of South Central Wisconsin. Always good to have you here.
Well, thank you, Sly.
We like the blue-collar unions here at SlyceOffice.com.
Great. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
All right. Where are we at compared to last year?
Well, you know, things are good. Things are busy. All of the trades are actively recruiting apprentices. They're looking for people. It's a good time to get into the construction field if somebody wants to get in.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's with record low unemployment rate, the complaint we hear from people is that they can't make enough money. So if your kid went and got an English degree from UW-Whitewater and isn't making the money they want, there's something they can do in the trades that'd be fulfilling.
Yes. Yeah. And with apprenticeships, you start earning right away, and there is no college debt from an apprenticeship, and you learn how to do a skilled trade and get a family-supporting job with a pension and insurance.
That they can't send to China.
That they can't send to China, no.
Goddamn China. how has the Republicans' effort to squash you with right to work, how has that affected you?
It really hasn't affected us too much at all. You know, the building trades are still strong. Building trades members know that their training came from the union, and they get their jobs from the union, and they remain members of the union.
So that really has not. How about some of the programs that they've gone after, these programs where, you know, communities would make sure that buildings were built with union labor. I know the Republicans have gone after that. The name for those have slipped my mind.
Prevailing wage?
Yeah, not only prevailing wage, but there's some other
project labor agreements.
Project labor agreements, yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we really haven't had too many project labor agreements here in Madison. You know, in other places
the they Pfizer do. Forum was a project labor agreement.
Yeah, Pfizer right? Forum was a project labor agreement. And then in Madison here, we had the medical examiner's building and a highway garage was done under a project labor agreement. And up in Green Bay, they're doing a lot of that work at Lambeau Field under project labor agreements. And it really hasn't affected too much with them. You know, it's harder to get those because, you know, the community can't require that. You know, it takes more work on our part to get out there and get those agreements negotiated.
How about prevailing wage?
Prevailing wage has hurt. You see a lot more out-of-state contractors coming into the state of Wisconsin. You know, every morning when I get up and I stop for coffee.
Isn't that what we warned them about?
Yes, it is what we warned them about. But you can see them from Texas and Louisiana and all over the place in a coffee shop having in the mornings there. So there's a lot more.
And they're not getting paid what the guy from Jefferson would be getting paid.
No, and they're taking their money and going home. They're not reinvesting the money back in the community.
So we need to repeal that.
We need to repeal that, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, whenever I hear people say that, oh, well, Robin Voss is looking out for the little guy in the small town, you know, that's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
We podcast now, I can say that. You know? But it really is.
Yep.
They never stop.
No, they just keep on coming after us.
Are you a little, now I know you don't do big highway projects or anything, but is it frustrating for you to see, again, here we are going through another presidency where we're not doing infrastructure?
Yeah, that is really frustrating because our infrastructure is crumbling. We need to rebuild that. And they have told us that they're going to make a big investment in that. You know, with our roads here, they're crumbling, and the bridges are getting bad, and we need to get out and make an investment in them and our water mains and everything else.
So when it comes to finding people to work, are you guys getting enough people?
We're actively recruiting. We're partnered with WRTP Big Step, and we go out and work with community-based organizations to try and recruit qualified people that we can bring back into the trades and train. And we're doing pretty good. You know, we can use more. Everybody's busy right now, and everybody's looking for help.
You know, I notice sometimes if I come by here in the middle of the week, you literally have people that work in the trades park here, and then they ship out from this building.
Yep. They carpool to the job sites from here, yes.
That's got to be great.
Yep.
That's a certain camaraderie.
Oh, yeah.
How did you start?
How did I start? I started my steam fitter apprenticeship in a brewery in La Crosse.
You did?
Yes, I did. Yep.
So you've had some calluses on your hands, right?
Oh, yeah, a lot of those.
Yeah, and most of the people that run the building, you kind of worked your way up.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that's most of the people that are the union reps and the training coordinators and everything have served apprenticeships, and they have been out in the field, working in the field, and they're very good at their craft.
Yeah, well, I like that. You're not the guys with the latte and the little pinky finger up.
No, not at all.
Well, listen, solidarity, thank you for what you do.
Yep, thank you.
You know, we're with you 100%. And, you know, sometimes labor issues can be dicey, and sometimes labor unions, you know, get in spats with one another. But I think we're at a moment of clarity right now,
yeah,
where everybody's going to kind of pull together. Are you concerned about, you know, kind of a reduction in building now that, you know, we're hearing so much about climate change? Or do you think that's actually an opportunity for you?
I think that there are still a lot of opportunities out there. You know, as things change, you know, and with the climate change, you know, there's an initiative to get to green building, and that changes some of the technology in our industry, but it also helps give a lot of jobs. You know, that to get things that are more energy efficient does create a lot of good building trades jobs.
Well, let's start building.
Let's start building. Right. I agree.
Yep. Dave Branson, thanks for coming to Sly's office.
Appreciate it.
Sly'sOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.